got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? We're getting good. That's right.
This is gonna be great.
Hey.
Give us a couple more years.
This is the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm Chris Cote.
I'm Todd Richards, and we have a special guest.
That's right. We're starting the show with a special guest.
I know. It
this
usually
is pretty exciting.
Go that way.
So before our advertisements,
well, can I introduce him?
Well, let me do an introduction to the introduction. Remember, right. We had this conversation. We had a staff meeting. We had the whole talk.
Yeah.
Okay. So on this show, we're going to have a special guest to start, and we're also going to talk about Chris and Todd's big Woodward getaway, our extravaganza at Woodward Park City. We're going to talk about the Grammy Awards, which is going to be really exciting. Face filters, new surfboards.
Face filters?
Yeah,
they're
hot right now.
Thing that tells you what Disney character you
that's
are?
That's later. We're going to talk Raheem Mostert. Todd, I know you're a big sports fan, so you totally know what I'm talking about. Chasing the Shot by Red Bull Surfing. We're going to talk about box jellyfish. We're going to talk snowboarding news. We're going to talk Moki.
Can we just get talk in? Can we start now?
Yeah, that was the
I
table
feel like,
of contents.
I feel like people have already tuned out.
That was the table of contents.
Okay.
Do you want to talk to our guests before we talk our sponsors?
Yes.
Or do we make our guests sit here?
But we should introduce. This is just awkward at this point.
Well, this is the Monday Mass. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. Chris Cote, Todd Richards, and we're joined by longtime friend to both of us.
Right.
Filmmaker, businessman,
entrepreneur. Josh Landon.
Josh Landon, who was walking down the street, and we saw him. We said, get in here.
Just got in.
Just flew in from, where'd you just fly in or drive in from? Cardiff, by the 5 miles away.
I was just in Iowa, Decorah, Iowa.
Decorah, Iowa.
-22.
Wow.
It was fun.
Decorah, Iowa.
Yeah.
Never been there.
Yeah. Give us.
Put that on my list.
So give us a little lowdown of what you're doing now.
Let's take the path to now.
Yeah.
Josh made some seminal surf films.
Arc.
Yield.
Both true.
Yield is the first one, right?
Yield is the first one.
Yield.
Nicely done.
Yes. Yield.
Taylor Steel was the first. I don't know if, yeah.
Well,
that's how I started.
You hold
the microphone, Josh Landon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So from surf filmmaker to businessman, tell me about some of the businesses that you started that are very.
I was for a brief time.
Okay.
About a 12 to 16 month period.
That's longer than Todd and I have been friends. So.
I realized I probably wasn't going to keep up with Blair Marlin and Bart Wilson, and
they passed you right up.
That was it. They sure did.
So filmmaker, agent.
Filmmaker, brief run as an agent, and then founded St. Archer, Villager.
Boom.
And now I have another brewery called Harlan, an alcohol distribution business called Scout, a wine business called Claxton, and hard seltzer launching next week called Ashland.
Whoa. Crushing. And
well, I mean, we're doing a lot. I don't know if it's... Yeah.
Well,
they're
crushing.
Doing well. They're all doing well, so I guess that's good.
I like it.
Yeah,
I love it.
You have a podcast.
I got a podcast. I talk about sports.
I love talking
sports.
I'd rather just talk about sports.
Todd doesn't know anything about sports.
No, I know.
Other
he
than
doesn't.
Skating.
It's crazy that we didn't say in there that Todd's movie, which was.
Oh, yeah, he did my movie.
Yeah. That's how we met.
Two guys, one cup. You did that?
Yeah. How did you know
Todd?
It was called that?
It's called Todd, Myself, and I.
Me, Myself, and I.
Me, Myself, and I. Starring Todd Richards.
I haven't talked to Tara once since then. I see Todd all... that's nice.
Yeah, I see Todd too much, too. St. Archer is a great story. This is one of the first companies in my recollection, outside of clothing, sunglasses, etc., that actually got action sports athletes like...
Todd
Richards, Sean Malto, Eric Costin, Brian Herman...
Paul Rodriguez.
Yep.
Taylor
Knox.
Dusty Payne.
Involved. And not just so it would be... the model there has now been replicated, attempted by many companies. You guys went nuts.
Yeah, it did well. I think it was... The only thing that was different was it brought together all of the sports.
Right.
Whereas, but skateboarding's been doing it for really my, the biggest inspiration was On a Mission in the
late '90s. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that, I was the biggest fan of that, and I just wanted to create that, and I just happened to know skaters and snowboarders too. So it was a easier thing to bring everybody together, but like skateboarding and a little bit in surfing, but skateboarding had been doing that forever.
I love that you just shouted out OAM.
On a Mission is my favorite surf brand of all time.
Of all, I was a OAM team rider.
I know
it's,
you were.
It's fine. You knew that. So basically,
but it was that brief moment where the Malloys and Rob and Shane and Ross and Taylor, they all owned it. And then once it kind of, the business end went south a little bit there on them, and they didn't own it anymore. But that brief moment when they made 8, remember the surf film 8? I still have it on VHS.
8 was sick.
8 was fantastic. And then Matt Bouchain made the other one. Heads or Tails.
Heads or Tails.
Yeah.
Not sure if I had a wave in either of those. Maybe.
Matt couldn't get you in there. That's your boy.
I'm sure he tried.
Yeah.
And everyone said, no.
Yeah.
Do not do that. That brings...
Matt's like, I'm not putting my career on the line here.
So from St. Archer, Villager, Coconut Water Company.
And Little Kids Juice called Little Villager, yep.
Little Villager. You had the Gadowskis Bros, Todd again.
We got a big squad for that
Big squad for that one.
Yeah.
And that brings us to now.
Right.
So all the experience you had with starting those businesses, being an agent for action sports superstars, making films, you've put all that experience together for these new companies now, the Josh Lannon stable of companies. List them off again.
Scout is our
distribution business.
Harlan is a brewery.
Okay.
Claxon is our wine business, and then Ashland is hard seltzer. And Ashland is completely separate from Harlan, Scout, and Claxon.
Okay.
But you
completely
guys, under Scout, you're distributing like Juneshine.
Yeah, we distribute Juneshine, Society, 32 North, Abnormal Beer, Topa Topa from Ventura. We have out of state brewery Toppling Goliath and Fieldwork from Berkeley, and we're the fastest growing independent alcohol distributor in the United States right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, well, so it's doing well. It's doing well.
You're speaking of Juneshine. I'm good friends with Nora Vasconcelos. Todd tried to call her last week. She screened his call. That's neither here nor there.
She flushed it.
So hard seltzer. Now,
she flushed it.
This is hard seltzer right now is hottest. It's the hottest of the hot.
It is.
Correct?
Yes.
So tell me about Ashland. Because this is a fun fact.
Yeah.
That, you know, I stopped drinking. Sorry. I still support you.
I don't drink that much either.
But I stopped drinking. I've never tried.
Don't get high in your supply, bro.
Yeah.
Do that. Hey. No, I've never tried a hard seltzer. Why is hard seltzer so excitingly on fire right now? Why is everybody loving hard seltzer?
Sororities.
Well, I think
I see
more than that.
Buff dudes.
I mean, I've never seen an alcohol category do what hard seltzer is doing. I've never seen it happen. Whereas,
Sun Country Wine Coolers.
No.
Those were huge.
Todd.
So was Zima, but that's not.
Right?
I feel
that's,
like Zima
that's
was
malt.
Zima was 20 years too early.
Mm,
but
yeah.
I think the better for you movement in the United States has finally just reached alcohol.
Yeah.
Where people, if you can drink a zero sugar, 90 calorie, organic, no carb beverage with 5% alcohol, why would you drink an IPA that has 600 calories? And so I think people, they want to continue to be irresponsible, but
right.
feel as good as they can.
Responsibly irresponsible.
Hey,
that's
talking. You guys share that microphone.
Yeah,
you've known each other long.
What
enough,
I'm
you
wondering is,
things.
You know, you've got all this stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
I'd like to. Can I give you some input?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to figure out how to do a portable margarita that doesn't taste like just syrup. I feel like no one has done it. No one has made the skinny margarita in a can.
That's probably, is that right?
He's got,
I mean,
Todd, he's got like 6 companies.
I'm telling you.
And you're trying to get him to start one more.
Yes.
Can he concentrate?
Is that right? Are you sure? That can't
There's
happen.
Been people that have, look, I'm a margarita connoisseur.
I know you are.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
going to be over
I've
here.
Tried some of the bigger brands out
thing.
There.
They're reduced sugar.
They don't taste good. They don't taste right. Mm-hmm. No one has really done it yet. And then, I mean, I remember back in the day.
Who even does them though? Who has one?
Cutwater.
I've never tasted theirs.
It's terrible.
You should.
Their gin and tonic isn't very good.
Cutwater has some really good stuff. Like,
they're AB now.
Right.
Never tried it.
It's amazing. But the margarita in either a juice box or in a can.
Juice box?
Yeah, dude.
That's not. That's for kids.
Is that? That's, I don't know about that.
Adults can have juice boxes, too.
You know what? Josh, I'm going to take that whole conversation out of the podcast. I'm
no,
going to edit
that
out.
You should
leave
that in.
I'm going to edit it
out. You should lead with this.
I'm going to leave. I'm leaving. When does Ashland come out? Speaking of something that people want to actually drink, unlike what Todd was just talking about.
Today, actually. This
today.
Morning, as we speak. First canning run is right now.
And is it really like the beginning of Laverne and Shirley with the...
Glove. They don't do the glove, but yes.
No glove.
They
and where is it canned?
There.
Where is it? Is it? Where is it canned?
Just downtown San Diego.
Right here.
Yeah, right here.
And anyway, I do appreciate that all your companies have had a real roots
in
Southern California, in San Diego.
San Diego, yeah.
That is going back to St. Archer, Villager, Arc, with Taylor Knox.
Yeah. I will say this: the amount of like, okay, so you talk about having all these different action sports and like the similarity.
Because Ashland has way more than that, right? The action sports is a small piece of it now. We have a bunch of other folks.
Right, but one thing that you do have in common, and when we did the craft beer company, was the haters are on a different level.
Here it comes.
They get fired up. They get fired up. Yeah, I try not to pay attention to that. But
it's funny, though. It's just like people are so...
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Very passionate about their craft beers.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe
at the end of the day, it's a business.
Right.
So it's like it's fun to get excited in your basement on your mom's iPad and really fired up on the gram.
That's me, yeah. But, I don't do that. I'm all positive on the gram.
But it's at the end of the day, when you take people's money to build a business that you had in your head, they actually expect to make money. What a novelty idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So there's other things that go into that. If you're brewing beer in your garage and you're just giving it to your friends, yeah, it's... But when other people have put their life savings on the line for something that you're doing, you don't have much of a choice.
Well, I'm just saying.
Am I right, though?
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely. I'm just saying. I think it's. I find it comedic, and I always tell people, like, you know, you think people hate on skaters and snowboarders and surfers online?
Craft beers.
Craft beer, you will get.
Actually, though, skateboarding is.
Bearded hate.
I feel like skateboarding is insanely negative.
Well, I mean, are the slap message boards still a thing?
You know what? We got a lot of positive feedback on our recently dropped global premiere of our Woodward Dad's Day Out video.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much, I think it's 99.9%
positive.
So, skateboarders out there, if you want positive.
If you'd like to test positive,
yeah.
You hang out with Chris.
There should be a lot of positive
fly.
There.
Turn 40-something, 50-something, and jump into a foam pit. Everyone will love your video.
But then there's guys who get nothing but positive. Like Andrew Reynolds. Everything he does, everything Baker does is very positive.
Yeah,
that's true.
MFA and hockey, and those guys no one ever says anything to them.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm
so,
just, yeah.
Josh?
Neither here nor there.
I know you're busy. We're canning Ashland today.
Yeah.
Where can we follow the story of Harlan and Ashland as we see it blossom, as we see it develop? I like that Ashland's coming out just in time for spring break, which is just around the corner.
Just in time for the Super
Bowl.
It's going
to be... Oh, yeah, Super
Bowl.
Is that a goal?
That was on purpose, yeah.
And you see, that's why he's a smart businessman, and I'm not. I wouldn't even have thought of that. I was thinking spring break. That's like months away.
Yeah.
Super Bowl is going to be huge for Ashland and for connoisseurs.
Yeah, people drink a lot around the bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think we'll be in Target and Ralph's and Sprouts and Whole Foods, everything from day one, starting on Monday.
That damn. Month.
Wow.
Yeah. And what is the Instagram for Ashland?
Ashland Hard Seltzer.
Ashland Hard Seltzer.
Yes.
And why is it better than the rest? Why is it going to put this conversation to rest as the best of the best of the hard seltzers?
I mean, I don't know if it's the best of the best, but it's like your favorite band. It's a subjective thing, right? But
right.
I think for ours, when it's organic and brewed with alkaline water and no sugar, and,
I like that.
Like I said, 90 some odd calories and no car. I mean, it has like it's the sugar or the alcohol's fermented from the sugar, whereas a lot of those other folks are making malt-based beverages and then pulling the gluten out of the malt. So I don't know if you've ever noticed some of the White Claw or Truly, they have like an aftertaste.
Yes,
I really. Ashland is basically like drinking a La Croix with alcohol.
I love La Croix.
Same.
And it took a while. So it's like if you could drink a La Croix with 5% alcohol and drink three of those in you're feeling pretty good. You're having good. A ball. That would be
also known as LaCroix, depending on who shops. See, I don't know.
I call it LaCroix, LaCroix.
You're kind of French. Like Cote is French-ish.
One thing I can tell you, you're talking about pulling gluten. I stayed in a hotel room with Todd the last week. Talk about a guy who pulls gluten all day.
I had altipoops.
I wish you could pull gluten out of Todd so I wouldn't have to see it.
It was just
So Ashlyn is gluten. It's pretty much healthy. I mean, it's healthy.
It's healthy. It is.
Yeah.
For
men and women.
I mean, the little fun fact is there's 30 to 40 hard seltzer businesses in America right now. They're outselling all 8,000 craft beers.
Wow.
Craft beer.
That's huge.
Beer in general right now is they're.
But that's, I mean, that's a great, I mean, White Claw's outselling Budweiser in multiple territories in the U.S. right now.
Yeah. There's no law against that either.
Do you think the popularity of that was because, like, White Claw kind of became a meme this summer?
Yeah. I think, I mean, it's been popular for what, like six months to a year?
I think irony played a huge role.
Huge part.
Because, you know, when you say words sometimes ironically, I started saying tight ironically, and now I say it in all seriousness. I think a lot of people started drinking White Claw
to be ironic,
like, White Claw, and then they're like, wait a second, this is actually really good, I don't feel fat, right. So we're gonna replace White Claw with Ashlyn.
And I think, you know, when you drink so much of something, it's like but these bigger companies, there's no real brand there.
Yeah,
it's really just like more or less a commodity.
Somebody made a logo and
right.
And so tell us about
kinda
some
like
of the...
how I felt about craft beer before I did St. Archer.
Right.
There was no real connection to the brands. They were just on the shelf, so you bought them. It was called Devil's Baby, so you picked it up or whatever. I don't know.
I know that might get me to start drinking again. Devil's Baby.
What about
Triple Hard Seltzer?
Did you have Four Loko when you were a kid?
When
you were a kid,
really
when you were younger?
The first iteration of Four Loko.
They're in Arizona, right?
I don't know. But it's like one of those things where it's ironic, like Four Loko.
It's fun.
Yeah. Is it LaCroix?
I don't know. LaCroix?
I don't know.
My kids say like LaCroix. I know LaCroix? It's a French. It's LaCroix.
I hate saying the wrong thing. This is a little side note, but I was watching The Bachelor last night.
Dork.
This is our podcast is all about
thanks for listening.
The sidebar.
That's a girl called Lingerie Lingery.
Oh, Lingerie?
That's what Todd calls it.
That's right.
And I went, God, it sounds awful when you say something wrong, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been calling it Target instead of Target. Yeah,
but that's on purpose.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, as a quote-unquote professional commentator, we try to say the right thing, but sometimes
so do you guys talk about sports on here, or is it just action sports?
Just action sports. I don't know how to talk about sports.
Yeah. No, we're not. Todd's not talking about it. We're going to talk one thing about sports.
We don't stick and ball on this motherfucker.
Or it'd be more like hockey for you.
Yeah, but I don't follow it anymore.
No, I know you don't.
No, he just follows trampoline bouncing, foam pit jumping. What else do you follow?
I'm huge into parkour.
Parkour, yeah, that's what Todd's
parkour
about.
Fails.
So, Josh, thank you so much. We saw you on the street. We grabbed you. We pulled you in. And
what else?
The show
before.
Before what? I'm not kicking him out.
Okay,
saying,
I'm just saying. Like, what's like the big thing you want to get out there to everybody right now?
Nothing really.
Great.
Yeah. I think
you fit right into this podcast.
Well, we want people to know that Ashlyn is going to be hitting stores.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. The hard seltzer is exciting, but so is the beer. It's fun to be doing a beer again. But Villager's in almost 8,000 accounts in the U.S.
That's what I'm talking about.
Todd has Villager sticking on his board.
Villager is
he's
doing
sponsored.
Very well. I think like it's a different kind of brand, but to see Little Villager's going into 1,000 Walmarts here pretty quickly.
So you are crushing it.
It's
I knew
exciting.
It. I said crushing it at the very top of the show, and now it's fact.
I mean, people aren't spitting it out, so I guess that's good.
I'd love a stack of Villager right here.
But I think people do wonder right sometimes, here. Like, what's he doing? How are the brands doing? Everything going
they're
okay?
Growing.
Like, is everything?
Well, you know,
I'm just so busy that I forget to. But everything's going good.
I think the reasoning behind that is because St. Archer was so high profile,
right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, well. Now you're just kind of behind the scenes.
It's not normal for a brand to sell for tens of millions of dollars in 2 years, right? That's just not.
That's why Todd's been wearing Gucci loafers
exactly
for the last.
Exactly why.
Yeah.
Completely changed his whole style.
Totally changed. It's changed my style.
Nope, he's got the same corduroy pants, the same Vans.
Well, we're going to sell this podcast pretty soon.
Yeah.
I should.
Tens of dollars.
I didn't realize how much money people made off podcasts, but it's a
real we make.
I don't know what you've seen Chris has been driving around in.
A lot of money.
Based on the setup I'm in right now, you guys are
Well, yeah, I mean,
this is just one of the wings.
Posters. I got the Phil Collins autographed drum head thing. Josh Landon, thank you for coming in off the streets on this Tuesday.
Do you want to stick around for some
morning.
Of the?
I want to stay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm looking outside. It's what? It's not a very action sportsy day except for maybe surfing.
I went
today.
Surfing.
Okay.
All right.
We'll get to that.
Let's go.
All right. Sponsors. Well, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast, and we are presented by Adventure.io. Adventure.io basically makes people's dream come true. We had a guy named Rhino858 flew all the way from Texas to hang out with Todd and I.
We babysat a man last week.
His life is complete.
Yeah.
He got to hang out with us on a Monday, went to Panic Game, went to Poots Park. It was awesome. Yeah, he sat on Todd's lap the
pretty
whole
amazing.
Podcast.
We babysat a man.
He came all the way out here to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, he like bid
he
on like an experience day
to hang out.
And came and hung.
I get it.
But
I
you can
it.
Do real stuff on Adventure.io. You can go, you know, super shark diving, shape your own surfboard, skate Elliot Sloan's backyard. Get the Adventure.io app. OGIO. OGIO bags. I fit every piece of snowboarding equipment in my OGIO bag. Brought
didn't.
It.
You didn't bring
yeah,
I,
did. I
had to tote
oh,
your board
for
around.
My board. Oh, can I get that back?
Yeah, it's at my house. You're going to come
Thank
get
you.
It.
Speaking of the board.
Right.
I rode that brand new K2 156.
I think it's too big for you.
I was ripping. Todd.
But it's too big for you.
Well, that's
Listen,
your,
K2,
that's your,
if you are listening,
your,
the
opinion.
56 is too big for Chris. He needs like a 54.
Well, I have a couple of them. Let's just,
oh,
but
here we go.
We scored. We scored the POW. My first time riding that board. Loved it. Thank you, K2 Snowboarding. We'll have more on K2 later in Snow News, Panic and Coffee and Tea. Mine's gone. Todd got his.
I just had one.
Didn't offer me any.
Whatever.
So, that's normal. Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Chemistry Surfboards, Todd.
It
give
is
us
my
a
board
three
done yet.
Word description what? Of your session today on your Chemistry Surfboard. Go.
Hit my shin.
Fun.
Yeah,
that sounds fun. You're really going
to
sell a lot
you know,
of chemistry
you know when you go to do,
attitude?
Like you try to float a section, but you're not on top. You're kind of in.
No, I always do perfect floaters. I don't know.
Well, the board hit me in the side of my shin, and I'm kind of debating on whether or not I may have like really hurt myself.
Well, you're a master debater.
Who else?
That's one of those nasty.
Keep going,
jokes.
Chris. We don't have all day.
Uonline.com, our home. New greens. New greens.
Yeah, I surfed with Devin this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Devin didn't hurt himself?
No, Devin was fine.
Oh, those guys are right here, locally based.
Devin is, Devin Ryerson
street.
Is in Leucadia.
Oh.
I got minted this morning.
Did you get minted?
Yeah, I did.
Right. One question on them, sorry. Do you pour the new greens into a beverage, or do you mix it into food?
See, you can put it in, you can use water, you can put it in a smoothie. It's a powder.
It's a superfood powder.
Exactly.
Yeah. You could put new greens into Ashland, and
yeah, well, I'm sure people use it coconut water, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
you could put it in Villager.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Collab alert!
All right,
there it is.
NanoCraft CBD got some right here. Daytime. That's what I put in my panic and coffee and tea
I've
in
got,
the AM.
I got it.
Todd,
did you give
pull
me
your
some?
Sack out.
Wait, where's my nighttime shit?
Pull your sack out. I gave you nighttime
you
stuff when we were sleeping together.
Let me see.
Yeah, check out the packaging on these.
Yeah.
NanoCraft CBD.
You want some?
It's the best.
Does
take
it work?
Take that one. I have a
oh,
bunch
it works.
Of, I have a couple of these.
Oh,
of
Ty, get that pink package out there.
Okay, here
okay.
it is.
Okay. This right here
Energy
is
and recovery.
If you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on the internet, wherever you're listening, the NanoCraft Energy and Recovery Formula with 450 milligrams of CBD, antioxidants, vitamin B12. Todd, what did we do? Todd and I are pretty good athletes, but when you snowboard all morning,
right?
After not snowboarding for
oh,
a while,
take this. This
you
is,
get
this stuff is
mad
that's
sore,
the shit.
And
the stick.
Does this make you?
I'm selling this stuff.
No,
right
wait.
Now.
I'm talking to Josh over
you
here.
You interrupted me.
But
if you're gonna have a sidebar conversation. Pull the mic down and whisper. Remember, Todd, we had this midday?
Yes,
and
I have
works.
It every day.
It works. It's insane.
God.
Energy and recovery.
That's like, don't use it as deodorant. It's like a, what do you call it? Tiger Balm, but with CBD in it. It works
yeah.
really good for like bruising and
what
sore muscles. That one you put under your tongue in the in just
like
during the day.
Anti-anxiety.
No, it's
anti-inflammatory.
Anti-inflammatory.
Oh, yeah.
It does. It is, you know, there's slight anti-anxiety stuff in there as well. NanoCraft
yeah.
CBD, we love it. We use it four times a day.
Yep.
Super 73 electric bikes. coming in hot. You're not even gonna, we're going to be
zooming
around town.
We're going to get so fat because we don't
all
pedal.
All these kids out here on their electric bikes, watch out. Chris and Todd are coming for you on our Super 73 bikes.
Do you have
an
electric
wait.
Bike?
No.
Don't you feel like you should have one? Because everyone else.
I went on one once.
How was it?
It was good. I was at the Hollister Ranch, and the guy that brought us there had one, took it all the way up to Government's.
I kind of feel like we're going to end up like with people from like WALL-E, the movie, where everyone's just fat because everything's electric and like no one really pedals anymore.
Well,
no
you pedals. You ride your bike to
how about the
beach.
Skateboards? The ones,
electric skateboards?
The guys yeah. hold down the gun, they just go on the skate. It's crazy.
No pushing needed. No pedaling, no pushing. But
we haven't gotten an electric
we're
skateboard
sponsor
cool.
yet.
We're pretty soon,
cool.
though. We have, there's always next
it's
week.
Coming. It's coming.
Those are our sponsors.
All right.
And as we get into the show, we like to talk about the last couple of days, the weekend. Just want to tell you guys, it was a weekend of emotion. We had a incredible celebration of life for Kira Stanley, young girl from right here in Encinitas, who basically through her determination, her grit, her strength in fighting a harsh brain tumor form of cancer.
No, fuck cancer, man.
She passed away, but man, we had a paddle out for her on Saturday. Right here at Moonlight Beach, there was hundreds of people there, friends, family, strangers, supporters. It was beautiful. And then that night, big party. She wanted people to celebrate her life. She made a video saying, don't be sad, you know, think of the good times. It was a really just amazing weekend all for Kira. That inspired, she was 18 when she passed.
Yeah, she was a pretty big fixture in the surf community.
Yeah. Well, she got when she got sick, she showed, you know, her mettle, her strength. Kelly Slater gave her a board, donated a day at the surf ranch, which was amazing Kelly to do. Billie Eilish met up with her, shouted her out. And so she made thousands of friends and fans in her short life. So that was an incredible part of the weekend. Sidebar Sunday, I wanted to watch football for the afternoon, so I needed to get the kids out there early. Get them worn out. Did something I haven't done in a long time. And you see the reaction that people, when they see this, it brings them, it brought them right back to high school. I went ice blocking over the weekend with the kids. Ice blocking. The ice block is $1.99.
Did you guys take like a hoop with a stick and kind of whip it down there? Ice blocking?
Ice blocking. You sit on ice.
And
with like a towel on top, and then you go down the hill of grass.
It's like when you got a vasectomy.
Like a weird,
and you
be a
sat
weird
on
West Coast
the ice.
Thing.
Yeah.
Because back east, you wouldn't need
you would go sledding.
Right.
Well, a lot of people would go ice blocking on golf courses and stuff.
Okay.
And also,
where did you guys go?
We went to Glen Park right here in Cardiff by the sea.
How many people were ice blocking that day?
Just four or five of us.
You guys have a crew?
We actually met some slackliners that we gave our ice blocks to, and they were whipping down the hill.
Sick.
I'll tell you, it's one of these things.
They ice block on the sack.
Everybody
slack
ice
line?
Blocked as a high schooler for some reason. And we did a little bit of slacklining. No hacky.
It's called footbag, Chris.
And then
devil sticks? Did you throw any devil sticks in there?
During the week,
okay,
Todd.
Guess what?
What did we do? We had a little escape, didn't we?
We went to out to Utah, to Park City. First we had a romantic getaway at Snowbird.
Oh,
at
the
Cliff
Bird
Lodge.
Is the word.
Thanks to Powder Resorts for setting that up. And then we
very
went
nice of them.
To Woodward.
Two beds even.
Woodward Park City and had the, grown-up session.
Well, we had the dad guilt session. Yeah. We were the only two adults in the whole park.
And like, if some guys
really,
like,
the only
was this
two
like,
adults.
What's this like dad's night? The two of us, we're like, oh, we're old.
It's like dad's gone wild. It's like,
so it was
why
awesome.
Why can't we just be, you know,
Woodward Park City
enthusiasts.
Highly recommend taking your friends and family there.
It is basically heaven on earth, not just for kids, but for adults. You've got multiple ramps into a huge foam pit, reservoir landings. You've got
reservoir landing?
Landing on the
resin.
Resi.
Not reservoir.
Oh, you're not.
You don't land in a reservoir.
Resi?
Resi.
I thought resi was short for reservoir.
Resin.
Resin.
Yeah.
It's foam.
It's plastic.
Well, we can agree to disagree.
Reservoir.
We didn't do that one.
You don't land in a reservoir?
We did the mini spine ramp. We did the the pump truck. We did the cement course.
And then you did some gymnastics.
I jumped on the trampolines. There's a parkour course there.
Josh, this place is crazy. It's like, I think it's 66,000 square feet.
Yeah. Of pure adrenaline.
Indoor, full-size indoor cement skate park. Full-size indoor, like, parkour slash gymnastics trampoline, like, and then, like, ninja warrior course. And then, like, full-size
madness.
Jumps into foam pits.
Did you guys do the show out there?
We
yes.
Forgot.
Well, we, okay. we did pieces of the show.
We filmed a impactful. I mean, I see it as a sales tool for Woodward. Really, right. We had so much fun that their phones are going off the hook right now because of our video.
True,
I think. So
anyway,
it was amazing.
A great time.
Oh, and.
And
one
we
thing
wrote some
we forgot to say is that there's also a mountain there.
Yeah, you can actually
Woodward
go snowboarding
City.
Too. That's the outside part.
And Peace Park is there now.
Peace Park opens up.
Place is the best.
It is the best. And then we had a full on powder day.
Oh my gosh.
In Park City as well.
Yeah, I mean,
amazing.
I know how to exactly measure 9 inches of snow. This was well beyond that, right?
You didn't bottom out.
This was deep, deep pal. And I thought my board worked great. Thanks, K2. And thanks, Todd, for the pal lessons. Todd's a really great guy to snowboard with because he just goes down the hill and he leaves you there and he leads by example. he really does.
No, yeah. I rescue you in the woods.
You pulled me out of the woods. You did. You're right. That's nice. I would have still been there, honestly. You ever get stuck in a tree well, Josh?
No.
Don't do it.
No, I'll try not to.
Yeah. But do snowboard with Todd. He's great. I'm joking. He's really... He actually snowboarded with me on his back like Yoda.
Yeah. It's great.
And not baby Yoda. OG Yoda.
Mm-hmm. Full-size
like
Yoda.
Adult Yoda. Yeah. So that was... It was a good time. We rode with Gunny. We rode with your friend Chris.
Mm-hmm.
It was good times.
Everyone was there.
Everybody was there. We haven't even talked about surf news yet.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into surf
news. So, Josh, that whole part right at the beginning,
We're just going to delete
that.
Yeah.
Because now we're talking
now
action
we're
sports.
Okay.
This is surf news brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Follow at Chemistry Surfboards on the gram. And the offer is still open to anyone. If you want to support an incredibly qualified, talented, ripping shaper, designer, and company that's owned by surfers and operated by surfers, Chemistry Surfboards. And as a gesture of our appreciation, Todd Richards is willing to paint your board with his hands, with his body, whatever you want, he'll do it.
Yeah,
and he'll paint it with
it's great.
He painted my
painted
board.
Chris's board
body.
With my body.
Yeah.
I love surf.
This is messy.
Yeah. Well, you haven't even gotten into it yet.
Oh, I haven't even done it.
Here we go. That was just a sponsor.
I'm excited about it. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff happening. Okay.
I'm on the surf news.
Well, here's some surf news for you. You know, it's hot. The hottest thing right now on the gram is the face filters, right? There's a brand new face filter out, and I saw it this morning. Couldn't resist.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
No, it's not.
It is.
Not why? Everyone's doing it.
But
I deleted mine. Basically, you hold your phone like this.
And it gives you who are you?
Who are you as a surfer? Should we try it with us?
But why
not? Right here.
But it's only people from the WSL.
Okay.
I don't want to know.
Watch.
Here's who I am.
Who are you?
I am.
Gabriel Medina.
Pedersen Crisanto.
Oh.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah. That's me. All right. Let's try it again. This is Josh Landon. Who are you? Go.
I would argue.
Who are you?
I would rather be Pedersen. Who are you?
Mikey Wright. Wow.
That's a good one.
That's pretty solid.
That's a pretty good one.
I'll take that one.
Who am I?
Todd, you are. Who's Todd going to be? I hope it's Gabriel.
God, if it's Gabriel.
You are.
Oh.
Kanoa Igarashi.
That's a good one. We all got good ones. All
right.
So that's cool. But also, we have a friend that really loves the podcast. So that's kind of the hot one happening
that's
right now.
Right?
I got a friend.
Do you pay for that?
Yeah.
Do you pay for that?
No, you don't pay for it.
Oh, okay.
No.
People just make them.
I got a friend named Lincoln Ether. Lincoln Ether on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or on Twitter is his name, Lincoln Ether. And he created his own. And this one's pretty cool.
The commentator app?
The commentator app.
Oh, God. Who is this? You or Joe?
No. They're all on there.
Oh.
So I'm just going to, we can test this one out.
Okay, go.
Right? Who am I? Wait, where'd it go? I'm nobody, apparently. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
That's what it looks like. And which commentator am I? I am. I'm Chris.
You're
Pate.
Yourself.
Look at that.
Yeah.
How did you?
That's technology.
All right. At its finest.
You want to see who you are?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Josh Landon is. Who's he going to be? You're me, too. Congratulations.
Yeah,
you got to be the best of the best.
Well, how is this? Is it only. Did he only set it up so everyone's
maybe
you?
It's just you.
That would be smart of him to do that.
I'm Strider.
You're Strider.
Wow.
You got to be Strider.
Wow, that's cool.
So I don't know if that
so this is like
quite
the new. This is like the newest
also
thing.
Also free. So you should. This is something I'm sure your team is looking at this. Ashlyn, like what flavor
who
are Ashlyn
you?
Are you? Right?
What are you?
Something like that. Coming soon.
Sounds like a serious endeavor.
We're full of great ideas. Todd's do. Yeah.
I'm just.
So new news. I know you made. So Yield was a film that you made in the Santa Barbara area.
Yep.
Featuring
Ventura.
Bobby Martinez.
Dane Reynolds. Yep. But then
all
Flo
the
Malloys. After that was on Channel Islands.
Flo was a Channel Islands film featuring the Channel Islands team.
Al's life story.
Oh, that was the documentary.
Right, right.
Remember I hosted it.
Yes,
I hosted
remember
the premiere.
That's why I'm surprised.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. He gets a lot wrong.
Yeah.
I should have known.
Yes, you're right.
But yes, that's here's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
So there's two new
boards.
Channel Islands boards out.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And there's I borrow a lot of boards, ride a lot of boards. I get a lot of questions when I ride Pizel boards. Get a lot of questions on my chemistry board that I got. Yeah. I borrowed the fish beard from Channel Islands. Thank you to Parker Coffin for designing this with Britt Merrick, as well as Nathaniel Curran for loaning me this board. I got so many questions when I rode this board.
Is this the one with the rainbow rails?
This has got the old school Al Merrick Channel Islands graphics on it. It's
That's the whole rage now.
It's a twin fin, high performance twin fin fish. It's definitely a very talked about board. I've surfed it twice, two sessions. It's real fun. Mm. Difficult to figure out at first. First couple waves, you don't know where your feet go. But any break around here, Southern California, half the people are on twin fins.
Did you put a pad on it?
I did not put a pad on it, but I wore boots.
Are you against putting pads on twin fins? Is that like a thing? Why? Why is that? Just explain to me.
It's corny.
Look right. It just looks weird. Like I just saw a clip of Brother on a twin fin. I guess Loss is coming out with one of his.
Loss has a.
Was there a pad?
He was ripping on that thing.
He's saying he might ride that thing at Snapper Rocks.
Really?
It looked really good.
The fish beard is. I recommend it, but I also recommend trying everything for fun. I like doing that. I surf down here at Shark Park, a.k.a. Seaside. Rob Machado's always out there. Rob riding his Seaside models. Very popular board. Those things are insane, too. Now we talked about mid-lengths. Mid-length boards.
Made popular by John Wayne Freeman.
Yeah, John Wayne Freeman, Devin Howard. Channel Islands is also dropping a mid-length. So is Lost.
What?
Mid-lengths are hot right now, too.
Mid-lengths
are coming back. Let's say 6'10 to 7'6.
Like an egg. Like an eggy thing?
An egg. Speed egg.
Yeah.
They were super popular late 80s, early 90s. Tri-fin speed eggs. They're some of the most fun sessions you'll ever have will be on an
back.
Egg.
Everything will come back. I will eventually come back into popularity.
Well, not everything's going to come back into popularity.
Channel Islands is killing it, though. I love when those guys sounds like they're doing well. It's cool that Britt's shaping.
Yeah.
It's nice to see.
Britt's face, when Britt was telling me about the fish beard, his face lit up.
Yeah.
He was very excited about this board.
Even though the beard is...
The beard lit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like...
He's got a great beard.
Yeah.
Is that where the beard part comes, the fish beard? Or is that kind of like the neck beard?
It's a neck beard meets a fish. And Parker Coffin, our friend Parker, should we call him? Let's call Parker.
This is what we do here, Josh. If you're wondering, this is we cold call people, and a lot of times we get stiff-armed.
Yeah, do they pick up?
80% of the time they don't.
Sometimes they pick up, though.
Let's see if Parker Coffin is going to answer
his phone.
We've
called Kelly Slater
phone.
Like 7 times.
Kelly Slater's never picked up. I don't call Tony Hawk necessarily because we're good friends and like I don't want to use our friendship. On the podcast. I'll use my friendship with Parker Coffin, though.
You think he's going to pick up?
No. What's that, four rings?
That's five. That's usually, you're already.
You know what?
If you're not picked up in the first two.
Who's the last person to pick up?
Last week. No, we last week we
had. Joe Perkins picked up.
Yeah, Joe. We
snowboarder. Nora did not.
Nora didn't.
Please leave your message.
Oh, my God.
You want to leave him a message? Don't put his phone number out there.
I didn't.
Simply hang up when done. Or for delivery options.
Oh my God, this is exactly what people want to listen to on a podcast. Hey, Parker, you got Chris, Josh, and Todd here. We were calling you to talk about the fish beard, but apparently I don't know if you're too popular now because you designed this board with Britt.
No one checks messages.
I don't know if you're surfing, but
he won't even hear this.
I talked to your agent about getting your number and calling you. I set it all up and you screened it, but you're in good company because everyone screens our calls on the Monday Mass. So... You guys want to say it? No. All right. They're mad at Parker.
He's a nice kid.
Yeah, he's great.
Great kid. Amazing surfer.
Coffins are very approachable.
They're the sweetest kids there is.
Yeah. Won't answer their phones, but they're awesome kids.
Might call back. We might
maybe
get a call back.
I'm going to turn my ringer on.
There you go.
American Wave Machines has announced that they will be developing the lake, which...
Wait a minute.
Hold on a second. That's a weird name for a wave pool.
The lake?
A lake?
Another one.
Wouldn't you want it to be like...
The
raging seas. Okay, that's neither here nor there. They know what they're doing. Richmond, Virginia, is
going to be
the place where the lake is.
Is that kind of? I think there's like an amusement park.
Oh, they're calling it the lake as a whole. Okay, that makes more sense. It's the perfect swell technology, made famous by
BSR,
Todd Richards.
Sure, BSR Surf Ranch. Have you been there yet, Josh?
I have not. I have not. I had the chance.
You gotta
and I was out of town.
I can recommend highly that you go there. It is a really good time
to surf.
No, it's amazing.
It's the best. It's a great time. So
it's funny because Taylor said it was hard to surf, and so
Taylor Knox?
If he was saying it was hard, then I'd be like, I'd have no chance.
All right,
well, Todd and I had
amazing. Yeah, we had a blast.
Maybe we're better than Taylor Knox at surfing.
Probably are.
Taylor probably can't fit a turn in there because he needs a lot of.
Yeah. They don't let Taylor go full force because. You can't let too much water out of the pool,
right.
And he throws a lot of spray. So they're going to include retail, entertainment space, a Harland bar.
That'd be nice.
Ashland. We're going to link you up with the people there.
Legally, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, just drinking and getting
that's
in the water.
This is another thing that you can experience when you go to BSR Surf Ranch is the blending of total inebriation and a surf park in close proximity.
All in one.
Also, we saw a lot of villager there, just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you see it there?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He drank it there.
I was drinking it.
Yeah, you better.
So this is going to happen in 2021, next year. We're going a surf trip to Virginia.
Hey, I just heard that I'm going to the Stab High in Melbourne, Chris.
Sick.
Are you going?
Well, let me see if I got any messages from Stab. Nope, nary a one. No messages whatsoever from Stab. Let me check my email. Nope, no email.
Yeah, there's a brand new wave pool in Melbourne, and the new Stab High is happening there.
I'm gonna ignore it, to be honest.
Stab's coming to Oceanside, just saying.
Stab's moving?
Their office is going to be in Oceanside now.
No way.
Yeah, we were going to put a Harlan tasting room right next to it.
I'm going to the smart move.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Welcome Surfer Magazine Air Contest. It's going to be bigger and better. Just invite me, you guys. Like, I don't have to. You don't have to pay. You know. Well, you do have to. Can you talk to them, Todd?
I'll talk to him, Chris.
I'd really like to go. I'm just saying. I know them. Did I do something?
It's not you. It's them.
Stab High coming up.
Coming up, Melbourne. I think in March.
Don't wait for your invite. Hit them first.
What else?
They're going to invite all your friends.
What else is in surf news?
And you're going to watch from home. That's fine. Surf news is over.
This podcast is over.
Iago Dora,
what's
the most
doing?
Stylish Brazilian surfer on the planet.
I watched it last night.
He's great.
Right? Wait, I just said a pretty bold statement.
Yeah.
The clip was unreal. He put out that 10-minute clip you put out last night. It was good.
Do you think he's the most stylish Brazilian surfer currently on the planet?
By far and away.
Yeah.
And he's a goofy foot.
Iago's my favorite.
Iago rules. His dad, Leandro, Daniel Cortez, his crew, not only do they drop this video called B-Sides, which is also, it's kind of like calling your wave pool a lake. These are not B sides. These are A plus sides.
Clips, yeah.
They apparently are Yago's leftovers. His leftovers are gnarlier than everybody else's main course. Yago Dora just put together, what was it, 20 minutes?
It's 10 minutes.
It felt like 20 because it was so good. And I kept rewinding. I kept going back and watching other waves.
Keep it clean, though.
Oh, yeah.
He rips.
It's pretty cool because they put out a newspaper with it. So you get the video on the internet, and you get the, if you can find it, you can get the newspaper edition.
I didn't see the newspaper. Yeah.
Did you see San Francisco 49er running back Raheem Mostert? Did I say his name right? Mostert?
Yeah, you did.
Mostert.
He's a former Eagle.
So, Todd, this is called football. In America, we call it football, not to be confused with so other countries. Soccer is considered football.
Well, you're a Patriot, right?
Throw the pigskin around.
Well, aren't you a Patriot?
No.
Tackle your friends.
No, no.
If they're in the Super Bowl, you're not going for them?
Not really.
I mean, come on.
I watched the Super Bowl for the commercials.
Yeah.
Bud Light Seltzer.
Yeah. You won't catch me drinking.
So what
Bud
is the
Light,
story so. With Raheem Mostert?
He's a surfer. Yeah.
Billabong
offered him a contract.
Billabong offered him a contract when he was
for real?
Yeah.
And then he showed a clip of himself surfing Waikiki on like a, right?
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Wow, Parker Coffin. Did you get that message, buddy?
No, I didn't. I was in security at the airport, and yeah. I just hugged
you're,
back in. Let's
you're
do it.
You're feeling insecure? Why? You just dropped the hottest board of the year.
What's up, Coach A? What are you doing?
Hey, you got Josh Landon and Todd Richards here. We are recording the world's greatest action sports podcast. You are our special guest via the phone. I was talking about the fish beard. How was the fish beard born?
Are we live right now?
We are live.
Yeah, we're live. Todd's yelling in the background. It's crazy in here.
Holy shit. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi. How was the fish beard?
Epic.
How was the fish beard born, Parker? From which orifice did the fish beard come? Yes.
Okay. Well, I went to Fiji and I rode the CI fish the whole time I was there. And then right when I came home, I got a neck beard too. And they just seemed like they would make a really good combo. So we decided to combine them. And then that's how the fish beard was born.
So you leave these two boards in a dark closet. You got some romantic music playing. A couple months later, fish beard comes out. You get on it and you shred. Is that how it all happened?
I try to shred. I can't guarantee that I shred every time on it. But no, they are really good, and I love them. And then it's kind of funny. Now it's all I ride, so I kind of put myself in a pickle. Now I'm just like full twin fin guy. It's pretty funny.
You're a fish bearder.
I'm a fish bearder. You are too. Do you like yours?
I like mine. Thank you so much for putting me on the fish beard tester program.
Did you buy like a 76 Ford Econoline van yet? Or what part of having a fish beard when you buy like an older white van?
Oh, just to fit the part?
Yeah. When does that come?
I don't think I can go that far. I think I'll just skip to riding the train, but I don't think I'm going to dive into it too deep. No, like, van life for me or anything like that. Just some good, nice, smooth, clean lines. No vans.
And also a smooth face. Will you be growing a beard to ride your fish beard? What everyone's been asking.
I just shaved my super disgusting beard that I had. I did run a beard for a couple months, right when the main production of the fish beard was kind of.
You had to, huh? You had to go beard. Where are you going? Where are you going now? Parker, where are you going now? Why are you in the airport?
I'm on my home from Costa Rica right now, Chris.
Oh, Puerto Vida.
Yeah,
that's what they say in Costa Rica. I don't know if you guys have. Oh. These guys have never been. No. I've been. Puerto Vida.
Yeah.
See, I speak
it's
Spanish.
Pretty much the sickest
bilingual
place ever.
Nice. Did you score waves, and where will we see these waves?
I did not score. I kind of got there. Oh, I got one fun session. But these guys, I'm with Benji Brand and Baller and Stack, and Seth Moniz was down there. We were down there filming for Snap 4.
Oh,
but I
shit.
I showed up a little late. Yeah.
Oh, my
I
God.
I showed up a little late because we had our fish beard party going on in Santa Barbara. So I kind of missed the main days, but these guys scored super hard.
Meanwhile, your friends are getting some of the craziest waves ever seen in the area.
Pretty much.
Can't
Pretty
wait.
Much. I'm sitting next to Benji Brand. He went trip MVP.
Yeah, Benji. Ask Benji if he's going to be trying to compete and win at the Vulcan Pipe Pro.
Ooh, here, hold on. Let me give you this. I'll
All right.
Oh, wow. We got a two for one. Two
exclusive.
For one here.
Exclusive.
Wow.
Exclusive.
Is Kelly Slater there
What's
with
up,
him?
Chris?
Benji Brand, one of the most barreled guys on the planet. Hey, Benji, give us on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard did you score in Central America 4 to 5 days ago?
Probably a 10. Yeah, that was like the sickest trip of my life, maybe.
If Benji Brand's calling it a 10, wow, it's a 12 by any other number. Benji, so you scored down there with the crew.
Yeah, I was with Seth in the beginning. It was just me and Seth, and then a couple of other boys joined. So, yeah, but the beginning of the trip was kind of when the biggest days were.
When half the crew shows up late and misses the big best part of the trip, what do you say to them? Do you say you should have been here yesterday?
Nah, you don't rub the salt in the wind.
Benji's a nice guy. Anyone else would.
Give some moral support.
Hell yeah. So what, Benji, you going back to you going back to North Shore to compete at the Vulcan Pipe Pro?
Yeah. I think it's gonna be firing. The whole course is the same.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
I think we're gonna get a lot of good pipe days before it, so
can't wait.
See you there.
Perfect. All right. Well, tell the crew. Tell the crew we said what's up, and we'll be catching up with them on the North Shore next week.
Will do. And I like your music and Parker's latest video.
Oh, thank you.
Super sick song. Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's right.
Benji's a fan. I was like, who is this? He's like, dude, this is Cocaine's band. Yeah, it's super sick.
Well, I got a show on Friday in San Diego. You can make a layover. You can miss a pipe swell for a show. Hey, thanks, Benji. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, one day. Okay. See you, Chris.
Late.
Bye. All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
You can hang up now.
That was real.
Yeah.
He's back.
Parker's back.
Dude, Parker, that was awesome. Thank you so much for the fish beard. Parker, where are you going next? Are you going home for a little bit? You going to Hawaii? What's your deal?
Yeah, I'm going to go home. They're going to do the Rincon Classic this weekend, actually. And I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to go straight over to Hawaii right after and go hang out with Benji and Connor and hopefully get real Bill.
I hope so, too. I'll see you there. Good luck at Rincon.
Bye, Parker.
Go Goofy.
See you later.
Bye.
Dude, there that was go. So much
See,
more
this,
than we
this
hoped
happens.
For.
Is it crazy that they're doing it? Like, Snapped is like, it's nice that there's surf movies again.
Snapped 4. Can't wait.
Right? Someone's actually making a surf film.
Yeah. It's and nice. Parker's in it. Did you guys see the footage of Benji Brand and Seth Moniz? No. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
It looks
did
like.
You saw it on Instagram the other?
They're surfing waves that kind of look like, I don't say chopo, but I mean, close
Seth
on a couple
Moniz
of them.
Rips,
gnarly.
He
Snapped
lives.
4 is going to be awesome. We will get the exclusive. We were just on a
that
Snapped
4
trip.
That was kind of an exclusive. That was an exclusive.
That was sick.
That was amazing.
What else? Oh, yeah, we were talking Raheem Mostert.
So what you were saying that they showed a clip of him surfing?
Yeah, a GoPro clip of him on a longboard at Waikiki.
He could stand up and surf.
He can stand up.
Yeah, he could surf.
Yeah, but like if you're claiming.
The story here is the ultimate claim. Yeah, way above and beyond a claim of somebody pulling out of a barrel. He scored 4 touchdowns in his playoff game, where they completely smoked the Packers. They smoked him. He was a huge part of that. When he scores a touchdown, he drops to his tummy, quick paddle, jumps up.
Oh, my God.
He's a regular footer, right?
Yeah.
That's, come on.
It's awesome.
Really?
Why are you trying to hate, Todd?
That's not that awesome.
Why are you trying to hate? Todd,
what?
You don't know anything about running 220 yards.
Surf skate contract.
Surf and skate.
He's from New Smyrna Beach with the Geiselmans.
Surf and skate.
So then he put up the GoPro clip of him on a Waikiki wave.
Do a kickflip.
Do you know New Smyrna Beach is the shark bite capital of the world? That's where he's from with the Geiselmans. Did I just say that?
Wow.
My friends in Iceland went on a Red Bull surfing trip called Chasing the Shot. And they shot a wave outside of Reykjavik. With Connor McGuire, Nacho Gonzalez, Russell Bjerke, and Noah Regwich, Waggy.
Have you been there?
I've been there.
That's oh, yeah, that's
saying.
Right.
My you, friends,
yeah.
Ellie and Hydor, they are the stars of this trip. And they're awesome. You should watch it. Red Bull's Chasing the Shot.
Red Bull makes great stuff.
The copy-paste capital of the internet, Beach Grit, is where I got this next little gem here from.
Would you say the copy and paste?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, they just copy and paste their stories.
Oh.
And put an intro
no
and an outro.
Original content.
No, the intro is
original.
Oh.
Yeah. They want to start they want to start static. You know, they want to fight us.
They have beef with Chris.
I'm just kidding. And there's no beef.
No.
No, we like to you know, muckrake.
Ooh.
Oh. They're the Fox News of surf journalism. Yeah. Of surf.
Didn't
media.
They get really bummed out when you said that they were
when
the Fox?
You say they, who are we talking about?
Chaz Smith is the Tucker Carlson. Yeah, he's Tucker. That's what I said. But our feud didn't last. We tried to get our feud fired up, but nobody cared. So we just now we're friends again.
I like that you tried to get a feud.
I know it was supposed to be a fun.
We're the
feud.
Info
but
wars of
either
Action
way.
Sports.
I'm just that's my roundabout way of giving them a shout out for bringing this story. It's a really nice
way
to shout someone
out.
Get
on with it.
A bunch
only
of
so
box,
many hours in the day.
A bunch of box jellyfish came to a beach in Hawaii and started stinging everybody.
Yeah, is this a joke?
No.
Oh, no. I thought there was like a bunch of box jellyfish.
That's
that was it.
Hunama Bay, 30 people got bit or bit by box jellyfish, stung by box jellyfish. A box jellyfish sting can be fatal, Todd.
For real?
Just be careful. The beach is closed. Mahalo. Goodbye. Have you guys watched Gabe Morville's edit
of what?
Surfing. We're in surf news, Todd.
I know, but I was wondering what the edit was of.
Matt Tromberg, a.k.a. Metal Neck, put together an edit of this kid, Gabe Morville.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively unknown.
Yeah, never.
This kid.
Rips.
He is Bruce Irons-esque in his approach.
Oh, boy.
An absolute ripper.
That's heavy claim.
I would say it. I mean, these guys on Stab Magazine, or I'm sorry, Travis Ferrey, Inherent Bummer, say he's a mix. Kind of a Noah Dean meets Ben Bourgeois.
Wow.
Ben
Bourgeois.
Benny B
shot right there.
Okay, now I'm interested.
Don't sleep on Inherent Bummer, by the way. That's a great
website. Out.
Travis Ferrey.
Travis is a talented dude.
Yeah, he's awesome. Cool. So that was surf news. And I realized that we're two and a half hours into this podcast. I'm looking outside and now it's windy and I will not be surfing today. Thanks to you guys. Thanks to all so much surf
Don't worry,
news.
We'll make skate news super quick.
Skate news is brought to you by Adventure.io. Want to adventure? Todd?
Call us up.
Go get the app. We're not going to force you to live an awesome life. But I'm not going to make you do it.
But we can help.
But we can show you the way. We can show you the path to Adventure.io greatness. I went to Elliot Sloan's backyard, skated the mega ramp with my son. Day of days.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like skate.
Yeah, it's actually, it's cool.
It's tight.
There's a lot of really cool packages on there.
You guys know what Moki is?
No.
Moki comes from the Latin phrase for smoking a bong with half weed, half tobacco.
I thought it was a mole.
It's now a skate crew.
Oh.
Interesting. They're from all over the San Diego area. You got Kobe, Sage Britton, Dane Emerson, Connor Douglas, Dane Barry.
Oh, our boy Dane.
Max Pruitt, Jonathan Frank. I mean, these are the homies. These are the homies. They just dropped.
That's nice.
Yeah, they just dropped a classic VX shot tour of
all over Europe.
Spain, Europe. These guys are ripping, having fun. The best part about this video, it makes you want to skateboard. Put a little tusses on. It makes you want to skateboard. The Moki crew. Congrats, Moki video 2019 out now. Danny DiCola. Danny DiCola, AJ Zavala, Pat Burke, and crew, Slave Skateboards, just dropped a masterpiece of a video.
When did that come out?
This came out, I want to say it premiered
last
a month
week.
Ago, but it's on Thrasher Magazine today. And if this doesn't make you want to skate like Danny DiCola, there's something wrong. Maybe get your eyes checked. Maybe get your heart checked. Danny DiCola rules. This video is raw and rambunctious and all awesome. So that's like we're taking a couple laps around Blockbuster Video, and I'm showing you guys what to watch.
All right.
Skateboarding-wise. Watch Moki, Europe 2019. Watch the new Slave video. There's also something happening in Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Vans, of course, the best company out there, just opened a skate space in Brooklyn. I believe this turned off.
Like a skate wall. Yeah, that concludes the visual
portion of our podcast.
We
ran out of batteries.
So wait, what is this? It's like a skate park? Or?
Vans Skate Pace 198, located in, quote, the rich cultural enclave of Bushwick in Brooklyn, New York. A free public skate park. It's open, which they need because unlike California, in Brooklyn, you can't really skate through some of the winter months because there's snow and sleet on the ground. It's very cold.
That's what Todd grew up skating.
I did. Yeah. And we didn't have a lot of indoor areas, so we had to like burn.
You had to get that like, out though. Yeah.
No, we had. I think there was. No, we didn't have any. Back when I was growing up, we didn't have any.
Well, they had none. Some good guys there. Andrew, Rowan, Ave.
Yeah, they had
oh,
a.
Oh boy.
Anytime the Van skate team comes to tread, you're going to get some of the best of the best. So if you're in Brooklyn, you probably already know about this, but if you're anywhere around there, go there.
Very cool.
Okay, this is for Todd, because Todd is a professional commentator.
Okay.
And I'm going to have Todd tell us about the new video called Craggy. Who made this? Who's in it? Go ahead.
Hold on. I need to get closer because my eyes.
Okay. Right here.
Craggy by Alex Van Zwiering.
Yep.
Featuring Yar Garvinbitch.
Nope. Try again.
Yarvin Birch?
Try again.
Garvin Birch.
Okay.
Well,
and?
It might not. If it's J, it could be a soft J.
Gravin Birch.
How do you know that's not a soft G?
Gravin Birch. And Billy, what's his last name?
Hugenjik.
Yeah. Nice. Craggy. Mainly filmed in a little town at the sea, by
oh,
the sea
wait.
Called the Hout.
If that's
in the Netherlands.
If that's in the Netherlands, then that's yeah. definitely a soft G.
You're a soft G.
Yeah.
In the Netherlands.
Yarvin Birch.
Regardless of how to pronounce these guys' names.
Gravin Birch.
It's a great little skate video called Craggy. It's on Transworld Skateboarding's website right now. With additional filming by...
Hold on. Let me get it.
Spjord
Vjemmings. And TB Dintlery.
And Bruno Lima.
And Bruno Lima.
I got that
of
one.
Of course, Bruno Lima.
Red Bulls. Quote, you good? The new Red Bull skate flick is called You Good. Because everybody in this video was eating shit so much that the most commonly heard and used phrase of the trips they were on was, you good? Are you good?
Who are you stoked to seeing that, Chris?
Oh, everybody.
Zion?
I watched Alex Midler with our friend Ira, a.k.a. Curb Crusher, Curb Killer. They did a show talking about the film. It's on Red Bull's YouTube page. Ira rules. Love him. Ira Ingram, he's the best. He sits with Alex Midler. They eat dinner. They talk about skateboarding in the movie. There's a new documentary called Skatistan. Or that was last year's Skatistan.
What's this one?
This year is called Learning to Skateboard in a War Zone If You're a Girl, directed by Carol Deisinger. It's been nominated for Academy Award.
Thank you.
Let's hear it.
Thank you,
come
skateboarding.
On. Round of applause,
nominated
guys.
Nominated for...
Can you clap?
For real? Is
yeah.
It really was nominated for...
Nominated for an Academy
that
Award.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That Minding the Gap film was good.
Yeah, Minding the Gap is also...
That's really cool.
Nominated. How sick is that? There's two skateboarding films nominated for Academy Awards.
Wait,
the rest
real?
Of the nominations are just...
That can't
trife.
Be right.
This is real.
So that can't be right.
Right here.
Two skateboarding films nominated
yeah.
for Academy... That's unbelievable.
On the short list of skateboarding themed docs.
Who
would
have
ever thought you'd see
that? It's never the best.
In a million years. That's awesome.
Wow.
This should have been nominated. Should be nominated. You know who Beagle is?
Oh, yeah.
Does Beagle part of St. Archer?
I just ran into him. Atiba and I just ran into him in LA, actually. He was walking his dog.
Well, Beagle has started his own YouTube page. It's called Hijinx Network. Now, we love Baker skate films.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably, well, the skateboarding is the main star, but very close second, the hijinx, the antics.
That's the best
Beagle
part.
Has the knack for, the gift for capturing. So, I already watched some of the clips on there, and it's so good. It's basically like whole sessions where they turn around and there's random people watching and the random shit they say. Definitely do yourself a favor. Carve out some time of your day to go watch the Beagle tapes on the Hijinx Network on YouTube.
All right.
Any other skate news you guys want to talk about?
I think that's a lot of skate news.
Yeah, that was a lot. I mean, this is a 7-hour podcast
that's
so
okay.
far. Snow News is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. I rode my 156, loved it.
Too big for him.
And I was having a blast. I'm not the best snowboarder. Definitely not. I'm one of the best snowboarders in this office right now.
Right.
I'm one of the top three. But I had a great time on my new K2 board. Stoked on it.
Great job.
A K2 rider is going to win the Snowboarder Rider of the Year Award.
This is the first annual
Snowboarder Awards is coming.
And the reason being is because the Transworld Rider Pole, Transworld no longer exists.
Yeah.
So Snowboarder has picked up the torch, and they are creating the Snowboarder Rider of the Year. Snowboarder would always do Rider of the Year for the magazine.
But now they're doing like an official award show, and it's going to go down February 6th at the Dew Tour at Copper Mountain. Chris, you won't be there. I will be there.
Yeah.
I might even be presenting an award. I don't know yet.
Did you ever win Transworld?
I won Legends Award, and then I won Best Pipe Rider or something like that.
Well deserved.
Best rider, Legend Award.
Best Rider.
I was there to support.
Were you there?
Todd.
You were there that one. That was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a pretty good speech.
Subsequently, Transworld went out of business right after I won it.
That's what. So, your Legend Award is stripped. You need to keep. You need to start working from scratch to get a snowboarder Legend Award.
Right.
Sorry about that.
I don't know if they double up.
They might. And the good news is, you're gonna have. They always have a good party, which is good. Mm-hmm. And there's a fan pick. So, fan favorite criteria. Of the year, who had the impact, the performance, the consistency? Who are the riders that made the biggest, boldest mark on snowboarding in 2019, man and woman? Go to snowboarder.com/awards.
And you got to get in there and do it now because it's almost time's up. A new video drops.
Yeah. Will this young rider be the women's rider of the year? Ivica Jurgensen?
I don't know. That's not the video I was talking about,
but
go ahead.
She just dropped a part in a full street part called Honey. She rips. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say.
I just was flexing snow knowledge. Right
my
there.
Friend Griffin Siebert just dropped a movie called Backyard Boogie yesterday.
Oh, I watched some of that.
It's pretty cool. I mean,
is that really his backyard?
Well, it's like in the Wasatch where they go they go skinning up there with split boards. But
skinning?
They call it skinning. Will you grab a
snowboarding with no clothes on?
Split board. Yes. That's it.
Skinning
it. No, you should just show up. I'm here for the skin job. But yeah, you go up in in the Wasatch backcountry, and that's Griff's backyard. And I mean, it's got some hippie ass music in the
the
video.
That you posted this.
It's the video's rad. There's a lot of like really cool GoPro Hero 8.
You just hate banjos.
I don't like banjos.
I'm not a huge banjo guy.
Not a big banjo fan.
I don't hate banjos, but I did.
I don't.
Like
I don't listen to a lot
film.
Of music with banjos in it. Maybe that's what it is.
But
that I'll tell you what, that GoPro Hero 8 with the HD video, it's gnarly how good those little
cameras
are.
We're going to get one of those to film the Monday Mass. I just tried to film it on my iPad, and I ran out of batteries.
Anyway, so that's Backyard Boogie, Griffin Siebert. He dropped that. And then, you know what? When it starts Thursday is X Games.
Right. There's a lot of events packed into the next 3 weeks.
X Games,
which is in Aspen.
Mm-hmm. So it goes, X Games is this week in Aspen. Following week is the Grand Prix in Mammoth. The week after that is Dew Tour.
Jeez.
And then, I don't know, after that, there's the Mount Baker Bank Slalom. So there's like a ton of shit happening in a very short period of time. This is how it always is, though. Like end of January, February is always like the crunch month.
Crunch month. That was my nickname in high school.
The back country.
X Games Aspen. One big story of note as we go into X Games. Chloe Kim. She's going to be at school.
Yeah.
She's at Princeton.
She's at Princeton. How would that be? You go home with a gold medal. You become America's sweetheart. And then you just like, I'm
kind of
done with snowboarding. I'm just going
to
go to Princeton.
And she's only 13.
She's not 13.
No, I was like, man, this story. I can't even believe there's this much surf, skate, snow news.
I can't either.
In 1 week?
This is one of our best shows ever, Josh. I'm so happy you actually were. I'm happy you weren't sitting in here on a bad show.
Right.
This is an amazing amount of content you guys cover.
Oh, you have no idea.
We're going until 5 p.m. today.
We're trying to cover your trip from Encinitas to Mammoth. It's a 6-hour drive.
Well, we're hoping.
6 hours of podcast.
The MLK weekend is a very popular ski snowboard weekend. So hopefully we'll get this up in time for people who are driving around,
coming home.
Yeah, coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times.
Is there anything else?
Does it always happen on the eve of a major holiday?
Is there anything else happening?
Not in snow news.
That's it.
Jamie Anderson and Anna Gasser are gonna be at X Games.
And they will Aspen, kill it. And Mark McMorris and all your favorites. So go and watch.
What if Chloe Kim's my favorite?
Then you can stalk her at Princeton.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea.
This is my favorite part, Josh.
Coffee and tea.
I'm excited for this part because I like Radiohead.
Yeah.
That's how we're starting off here.
So Radiohead for Music for Nerds, which is fine by us because nerd is a term of endearment. They have just announced a brand new, fully functioning Radiohead Public Library.
What?
Wow.
So they're deleting their old website, adding the Radiohead Public Library, radiohead.com, and you can go over, you get your own library card, and you basically get access to everything.
See, I kind of feel like Radiohead songs don't go anywhere.
Everything, Todd.
I'm just telling you. This is my opinion, is that Radiohead songs seem like they're going to go somewhere, and then it's just the same tone.
All right,
it's like,
you know what? You're outed. If you don't like Radiohead, you have to just pretend to like them so people think you're cool.
No.
Yeah.
No one thinks I'm cool.
Well, you better pretend to start liking
Radiohead.
Ask
my family.
I have. There's live performances, B-sides, comp tracks. Josh, will you be going to the Radiohead library?
No.
It sounds like a time.
It sounds like a lot of work.
A time.
I'm already exhausted.
I just would never. I guess you got to be a really big fan, yeah. To do.
I'm gonna go in there. Okay, guys. Not right now, but tonight.
See you there,
guys. We're very excited. Our funny bones are being tickled by Curb Your Enthusiasm. Curb Your Enthusiasm is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you watch the first episode?
The first
episode
was...
Wow. Okay, can you leave? Can you leave?
It's really... It's like Seinfeld.
No, you can stay.
Outsider is amazing.
Oh, my God. Can we just talk... Hold on.
We're still talking about Curb.
We're gonna e-break Curb Your Enthusiasm because we're all Outsider fans right here.
And The Servant. I watched that as well. M. Night Shyamalan.
Let's stick
with
The Outsider.
Let me just say one thing.
What?
This episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm is among the best of the best episodes ever made.
It's when you use the
Curb's
MAGA hat
back
to repent.
We're very excited.
If you don't like to hang out with people, you simply just
put
a MAGA
hat on
and people don't like to be near you.
It's the best.
It's so great.
We love you, Larry David.
Anyway.
Now we can talk
Outsider. Holy shit,
dude.
Oh,
my God.
I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
Chris just introduced me to The Outsider last Thursday. And Chris is like, yeah, is this show The Outsider? It's kind of like, it's a little violent. Dude. I am so hooked. I don't know what the hell is happening.
It feels like the most exciting thing since the first season of True Detective.
I was just going to say
that. Like, is it paranormal? Is it not paranormal?
Yeah, well, it's good.
It's got everything you want in a scary detective.
It is scary.
Supernatural.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah.
You know when there's a kid involved and the kid is part of the arc of the story dealing with...
A demon or something.
What is it?
What about when they found that super semen-covered sock? It reminded me of you.
It's just animal semen, which I blame stuff on all the time. My girlfriend comes home. She's like, what is that? I'm like, it's animal semen. She goes, we're going to get it tested. I'm like, fine. It's human semen. Not mine, though.
It's not mine.
Not mine.
The Outsider.
This show is so
good. It's not for kids, though.
No. Not a kid show.
It's about kids, technically.
It's great. I can't.
There's kids in it.
The first season of True Detective.
No, it's the same vibe. Kind of like what's happening, you know, and like
it's made me want to go back and watch the first season of True Detective again.
That first season was it scarred me.
It's Matthew McConaughey's greatest work.
I agree.
You know the little things they made, the little wooden totem thing. I put those all over my neighborhood.
What?
Yeah, I freaked people out.
Spaghetti monster.
But now I'm gonna put animal semen all over the neighborhood with clothes to freak everybody out. The Outsider. So from one child movie, it's about dead kids.
It's about dead kids.
Really? This is about live kids. My kids.
Oh.
My kids got my son got a Traxxas RC car.
Oh, they're sick. Brushless?
So,
brushless motor?
I think so. Yeah. We're huge fans of this thing. We brought it to this park, skate parks and stuff. We had a blast.
Right.
Things escalated over the weekend. There's a video right now on my Instagram, at Chris Cote. Scene report with my youngest Roman introducing my oldest London's exploits as a Traxxas RC truck driver.
Right.
So you know the trash cans on the curb, the blue one and the gray one?
Yeah.
So we got a jump ramp. We set up three chairs, two scooters, a skateboard, a kid, and two full-size trash cans.
Jumped it,
cleared it. Perfect.
Sick.
Did it 8 times.
You know what's super fun is when your son or daughter goes full blast with the brushless motor right into your ankle.
Oh.
That's super fun.
Well, we're going to try that tonight.
Or take it to the skate park.
That's what I'm saying. Well, we took it to the pump track, but it was too blown.
What? There's too many people?
Too many people.
Yeah.
But all I can say, Traxxas, I'm not trying to get sponsorship.
We should, though. We could probably call Ken and get some of those.
Let's get it.
He sent me like his rally car one a couple years ago, but my kid destroyed it in 20 minutes.
Well, Ken Block's a big fan of the show. He's still listening for sure. How many hours into this are we?
What did Ken tell us? If he could shorten the podcast to 3 minutes, he would listen to it.
This award shows have gotten worse and worse, more pointless and more pointless over the
Gervais
past couple decades.
Hosted every single one of them, I would watch.
Okay. Really Screen cool. Actors yeah. Guild Awards happened. A couple notable wins. Tony Shalhoub. The Marvelous Miss Maisel. I watched 5 minutes of this show. Most annoying show I've ever seen
on
television.
It's the most annoying name of a show.
I can't do it.
What is it? Miss Maisel?
I don't even know how to say it.
Marvelous Miss Maisel. I'm not trying to hate.
She's a superhero?
Tony Shalhoub won that. Should have been Barry. Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Have you guys watched Fleabag? Remember we were questioning Fleabag a couple weeks ago?
About
I started watching this show Fleabag.
What is it about?
It's about a Fleabag of a lady. It's so... It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm led by a woman with sex.
Is there supernatural and dragons and potentially monsters
there's
in
there? Animal semen. There is animal semen on this show. That one, she won something. Supporting actor was Brad Pitt. Big fan of the show, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Laura Dern, Marriage Story.
God, watched, everyone's same winners.
Right? Yeah.
Peter Dinklage
won for Game of Thrones.
Just like to remind everyone that the entire story arc of Bran was just a hoax in Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. Get over it.
No, I can't. Because you'll invest years of your life into this show, and the finale comes along, and you just get kicked
were
in the dick.
Disappointed?
My God, I wept.
Joaquin Phoenix won for Joker.
God, how good was that?
Do you think he's going to win the Oscar?
Perfect film.
Yeah,
agreed.
It is a perfect film.
Not to watch.
Not a kids movie.
No, it's disturbing.
You
probably perfect.
Don't watch it baked.
Just why do you think they don't give Todd Phillips any love? Do they realize that he's a, comedic?
Yeah.
Well,
people
it's like
don't like Todd's. I mean, that's really the.
It was really since he lost his part on Different Strokes that this is we're talking about the same guy, right?
Todd Phillips
from Out Cold.
No,
Barry?
Isn't that the guy from Different Strokes? Oh, that's Todd Bridges. Never mind.
Side note. If you're gonna watch the seminal 1990s comedy snowboard classic,
it's
Out Cold.
2000
felt like the 90s. I would advise watching Out Cold in a bed next to Todd Richards.
The Malloy's debut.
Right.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Todd's in it.
I mean,
he actually
we
put that on
it,
the script.
Spooning the other night.
Parasite.
Have you seen it yet?
Winner, Parasite, best film.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I. It's in my queue.
It's on iTunes now.
Should I not watch it baked?
Well, if does that help you with subtitles?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Fine with that.
All right, guys, this podcast is too long now.
Right.
Grammy noms are in.
Josh is out of here.
That was amazing.
We've only been going for an hour and 25
this
minutes.
This is like one of the shorter ones.
Josh Landon,
thank you very much.
Follow
bye, Josh.
Ashlyn, Hard Seltzer, Harlan Brewing.
We're almost done, I swear.
I swear we're almost done. Hang in there, folks. The Grammy noms are in. Todd, Best New Artist, Black Pumas, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers, Rosalia, Tank and the Bangas, and Yola. Heard of like one of those bands. Don't care. Best Rock Performance.
Who?
None of these bands interest me. And then I saw Rival Sons got nominated, and I was like, "Oh my God, I
not
can't
rival
believe
schools.
It!" Exactly.
It's not. Was it? What's his name? Schriebel.
From
Quicksand. What's
all
his,
your favorite
what's his
bands?
First name?
Basically,
what's his first name?
You're close.
Howard.
Nope.
Hugo.
Nope. You want to hear a Rival Sons song?
Hector.
Nope. You want to hear
his
a Rival
name?
Sons song? Rival can, Schools.
What is his
Rival
first
Sons
name?
Is
his
not
first name?
A good band.
What's his first name? My brain isn't working.
Walter. So don't listen to Rival Sons. Listen to Rival Schools.
Rival Schools is way better.
I skipped a part.
It's a good.
So you know.
It's good though. If you like, this is so when music was great.
Don't listen to Rival Sons. Listen to Rival Schools. It's really good.
This has been the Monday Mass. Is there anything else?
I had other stuff, but...
Like what?
Oh, Beef House is a multi-camera sitcom about five men, including Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim, a.k.a. Tim and Eric's Awesome Show.
Wow. I would see that.
It's coming to Adult Swim, and also Tim and Eric are going on tour. So you should go see them.
You said you saw
now.
Tim and Eric, and it was odd.
Oh, it was amazing.
Rad.
Yeah, it was so good. So... Now, Todd. Okay, now you can continue with the outro.
I was going to say. All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Josh Landon.
Monday Mass. Yeah, thanks, Josh.
And thank you, Parker Coffin, for calling us back. First time ever anyone's called us back. Thank you, Benji Brand.
Very fun.
On the show.
This is great.
It's probably one of our best shows ever.
We're just going to go out with some rival schools.
All right. See you later.